Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you tonight, Father. We thank you. Now anoint your word tonight. Anoint the servant as he began to speak by your permission. And what things that come from the bosom of Yahweh, from the altar. Let it be like a burning fire, the coals of the fire. That it may purge us of every sin, every unclean thing. Let your anointing flow in a mighty way. That the hearts may be filled with the meat that is convenient for their souls. In all things we bless and we ask you. In that mighty name of your sure Messiah, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. It's a good thing to be able to come into Yahweh's house and to bless him. I think about so many that in this world, so many different diseases and so many things, death, sicknesses. Those that cannot even speak wish they had a voice to do that. I believe what Yahweh says, let everything that hath breath. You see, that's not an ultimative. That's a command of the Father. It's not how your cursed flesh feels. That's just what he commands. He said, let everything have breath. To exalt him. For there is no other like him. There's no other being like him. For Messiah declared that my Father, he said, my Father, he said, my Father is greater than I. He said that. There's only one Yahweh. There's only one Creator. There's only one that made all things. Not three, nor two. It's just one. Yahweh is the one. And the Son was made flesh because he is the Word of Yahweh. And that's it. And so in the midst of that, he says, exalt him to identify him. For a man does that, then there's a spiritual awakening in that one. When one cannot do that, there's darkness that holds him to his flesh. And he cannot get beyond the limitations of his flesh. We must begin to walk in the Spirit. And there's a law of the Spirit. Saul said that we know that the law is spiritual. He said, but I am carnal, soul unto death. The only thing that my flesh desire, things that are covetous, that sells me unto death, that defies the laws of Yahweh. And so in knowing that you are carnal soul unto death, then you need to begin to cleanse yourself from all the filthiness of the flesh. And your spirit began to perfect the holiness of Yahweh or his righteous laws in our lives. I want to read something tonight. I want to show us what Scripture says. I want you to understand what Scripture says. There are times that I say things and I can sense the frowning and the spirits of many. When I say I will not pray for this or that, I will not pray for it. Because Scripture tells us there's a time to pray and there's a time that you need to get off your duff and just do what you always says. There's not a time that he tells us what to do that you don't do it. What he tells you to do, you do it. Now, I do not care about your weak, wicked emotions. That doesn't mean a nigger's worth a rat's dung to me. None whatsoever. But I know what Scripture says. Now either what I will preach tonight it is based upon what is in that book you have, or it's just a false analysis. It's either the words that I'm reading and I'm using the same one you're using, all right? So you have no excuse. I want to read what Scripture says. Now, this is one thing that Saul spoke unto the saints of Corinth. He told them, and there's a reason. I will show you why. You must do this. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, he first of all, chapter 5 verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. He said, the one that has committed that thing, and he would even have his father's wife, he would touch the things that are hallowed. He said, that one ought to be delivered unto Satan. That is one thing that we don't believe in doing. He did not say, pray for the one. He said, you simply deliver that one unto hell for the destruction of that one. Now, we don't think that you're always going to do that. With it, we are deceived. For he shall say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. He said, I've never known you. You've never been a part of my house. So the one that commits an accursed thing, they should, as Schwal said, this is New Testament, isn't it? Is this not the same grace that these men that call themselves preachers preach? Is this not the grace of Yahweh? We are a wicked generation. A very wicked people. We're so deceived in such lies, for we lie to ourselves that we can't face the reality of the truths of things that we deal with. Because it cut across our traditions and all the doctrines we've learned, it cuts across them. It is the power of the truth that makes us free. By mercy and truth, your wicked ways have the leaven is purged from you. Not what you hold on to, it's the one that holds on to you by his hands. He said, first of all, that one ought to be delivered unto Satan, for he needs to be delivered, that others may actually fear. We have not done that in the process of time. He tells us a heretic at the first and second admonition, you reject that one. One that want to bring something contrary to doctrine, you simply reject them. We've tried to find place for them. We do that, the thing is a cursed thing, and we bring a curse upon the whole body. I will show you in Scripture. I will show you what Scripture says. He said, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened without sin, for Messiah our Passover is sacrificed for us. He said, now let us therefore keep the feast or the assemblies of Yahweh, not with old leaven, not with the leaven of flesh, neither with the leaven of malice, this uncontrollable vile wickedness, and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Now most people today are insincere, and they are not truthful. They will lie to your face. They will pretend. They will lie. He said, but let us keep this feast or the fellowship in the body of Messiah with sincerity and with truth. You harbor nothing in your spirit or your heart. Don't be one that is given over unto a spirit of hypocrisy. He said, but let us keep this assemble or this assembly with sincerity and truth. Not a pretender, not a false brother, not a false sister. He said, but let it be done with a sincere heart. There's sincerity there. That you're real. You're not false. You're real. The applications are real. We find today in this whole house today nothing but false truths and a very insincere people. He said, and I wrote unto you in an epistle, not to company with fornicators. Now, what a profound statement. He said, don't even company with those that defy or reject the laws of Yahweh. I will show you in Scripture now. He said, don't even company with them. You must understand that the laws of Yahweh, they are commands that go along with the laws of Yahweh. They are commands. And what he says to a married man, he says to a married woman, thou shalt not commit adultery. And in the midst of that, there's a command that says, husband, love your wives. Say, wives, obey your husband in all things. He said, husband, love your wife as Messiah loved the assembly, and he died for it. So those are the commands. Now, he gives us statutes along with those commands. You see, that is neglected today. Now, if you don't do that, then these are the things that's going to happen. And when a man falls into those, when he fall unto those things, then there's judgment. Did he make judgment? So his laws, his commandments, his statutes, and his judgment, you can't deny that. That's why this nation is in the shape it's in. We have rejected the commandments of Yahweh. And because of that, then it is an accursed nation. It is cursed. Your sons, your daughters, well, Yahweh wouldn't do that. Well, let us see what scripture says. He said, if one be a fornicator, don't even company with him. If one is not sincere, if one is not walking in truth, don't even fellowship with that one. Don't even walk with that one. Don't even break bread with them. Don't even try to feed them scriptures. He said, you leave them alone. Just reject that. And that is the truth. Why? Because they bring in a cursed thing. They bring cursed things into the hearts of many. How do you know? I want to begin reading. I want you to hear this. In Joshua. In the 6th chapter, in the 7th chapter, I want to begin reading. Joshua. 7th chapter of Joshua. Now, I want to look at the 6th chapter first, alright? This is what it says. In the 6th chapter, Joshua, chapter 6, and verse 17. I want to lay out the foundation. It says this. Yahweh spoke unto the house of Israel. He says this. 6th chapter and the 17th verse. He said, and the city now, Jericho, he said, the city shall be a curse, even it, and all that are therein. He said, everything there is a curse. It is an abomination. It is a damnable thing. It has no life. It's sacrilege. It is religious. He said, it is a cursing everything. You tell me everything is curse. You tell me everything. These are the commands of Yahweh. He said, everything is cursed to Yahweh. Only Rahab, the whore, the harlot, shall live. You tell me the only thing that everything in that city was a curse? He said, destroy everything and only a harlot shall live. Why? She and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye, if any wise, keep the warning here, the warning of Yahweh. If you in any wise keep yourself from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourself a curse. You keep yourself from it now. Do not touch those things. Do not begin to covet them and desire them. For when you begin to do that, you will make yourself a curse. Well, this generation doesn't believe that. They don't believe that. He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He has not changed. And for some reason, we believe that. He says, when ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and you trouble it. He said, if you go beyond what I commanded you, and if you take of those things out of that accursed place, you will bring the whole curse into the house of Israel, the camp. And the camp shall be trouble. There shall be no peace there. There shall be no life in the midst of the camp. We don't believe that today. So we allow the accursed things to come in, and we have no understanding. He tells us to touch not the unclean things of the world. He tells us that the wicked put in a gift out of their bosom to pervert the judgment of the saints. He warns us against these accursed things. And we literally call him a liar. We say that doesn't pertain to my daddy or my mom or my sister. We say that. And yet we will blaspheme the saints. We'll call them everything but a child of Yahweh. What a wickedness. What an uncleanliness. You think you're going into the kingdom? You're going to die in your sins. And that is why he warns us. Everything that he always says is a warning. Because he's not playing. Everything. He's not playing at all. You may be playing. You may be walking in your folly, but he is not playing. He said it is an accursed thing. That's a curse because I say it's curse. It is an accursed thing. It has no value, has no life at all in it. He said, now don't bring that thing into the camp of Israel, because you're going to cause trouble. When men began to do things that are cursed, when they began to walk in their fornicating spirit, their lies deceitful ways, they will bring a cursed thing into the camp of Israel. And the first thing he says is trouble. Yahweh says there's a remedy for that. No, I'm not going to pray for them. I'm not going to bow down for one of you. Well, that's not right, Pastor Roberts. You just don't know scripture. You don't know it. Besides, you say, pray not for them. I pray for these and not for the world. Now, I want to show you something here in scripture. I know you're wicked. You're so corrupt that the truth of Yahweh doesn't penetrate our minds because our little shabby emotions. That's all it is, our emotions. He gives us patterns and examples as to how to do things. And don't let these liars tell you that the old covenant has no value to it. They're fools. And yet they go there and get all the blessings out of it. And they say it's pleasing to do that. They're liars. They're deceived men. That's the truth. They will go get all of Abraham's blessings and say, these are your blessings. And yet they don't want the curses. Yet they don't want the chastisement. They say, you're not supposed to receive that kind of chastisement. They're liars. They're charlatans. They're full of deceit. Have no love at all. How can you go get something out of the old covenant and say the rest is not relevant? That's a fool. How could they say that the blessings of Abraham, he's going to make us rich as Abraham, and yet you're not going to get the chastisement of Abraham? They're liars. They're liars. That's what their lying traditions have taught them. I want to begin reading in the 7th chapter. I want you to follow along with me. It says in chapter 7, verse 1. He said, but the children of Israel, look at this now, committed a transgression or a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Yehuda, took of the accursed thing, and it angered Yahweh, or the anger of Yahweh was kindled against the children of Israel. Because one man took of an accursed thing, the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel. Why? Because they knew what to do with him. They should have done the right thing. That's what Saul said, if a man be a fornicator, don't even fellowship with him. If a brother walk in that kind of spirit, reject him. One that will not obey and reject the laws and the commands of Yahweh, turn him over to hell. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do what the Father says, because we're tied in with emotions, our feelings. They're going to damn your soul into hell, what they're going to do. Yahweh warned them not to touch the accursed things. Oh, he had told them all the silver and the gold, all the brass and the iron vessels. He said, now these things, when you go in there, destroy. Now what you do is sanctify them unto me, and they shall be put in my house. You will sanctify them. That's what he told them. I want to show you the thing that brought the curse in. One little thing. See, the little bit of leaven leavens the whole lump. It doesn't take much. It's one little thing. It was all right to take the silver and the gold, but it was one little thing that brought the curse in. It's in the book, too. As Bishop Banks would say, it's in the book. He says in verse 2, and Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and he spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai. And make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. Not but a few now. He said, we can handle this. It's not a tremendous situation. We can handle this. We can put them to flight. We don't need a garrison or legion. Just a few thousand. Only a few of them. One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. There's no spirit today to resist the powers of hell. Men today awake. No strength of women resist the law and the covenant of Yahweh over their heads. We walk in sin. We allow the accursed thing to enter in. It enters into the heart. The man began to covet. When a man began to covet for himself, he's a wicked man. I don't care who he is. When a woman began to covet for themselves, they are wicked. It's the spirit of Ananias and Sapphira. Curse. Wicked. That is the truth. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men. And look at what it says. And they fled before the men of Ai. They ran. They literally fled. They were intimidated. They were afraid. And yet Yahweh had given them the victory. What a mighty thing. In Jericho, the thing he did was the priest went forth and they began to blast the ram horns. The shofar. And the walls fell down. And Yahweh said, I've given it over unto you. Everything in the place is cursed. Just bring out the silver, the gold, the brass, and the metal things. And sanctify them for me. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men. And they chased them before the gate even unto Shibarim. And smote them in the going down. Wherefore the heart of the people melt. And it became as water. Yet they had seen the mighty hand of Yahweh. They had seen his mighty deliverance. And yet they ran. A job that should not have taken much to take care of. And there are things that we ought to do that it doesn't take much. It doesn't even take prayer. Just take obedience. It just take a willing heart and obedience unto Yahweh. Instead of doing what he says, we find reason not to do what he says. And then you say, pray for me. I will not pray for you. I will not lay hands suddenly on no man. I will not be a partaker of their sins. Well, Pastor Roberts, we need to pray. You don't even know what prayer is. Let me move on. I'll show you what scripture says. Well, when Joshua heard that, you can imagine how his heart felt as the hearts turned to water. It says here, and Joshua rent his clothes, and he fell to the earth upon his face. And that's how they prayed. In sackcloth and ashes. And the ark, he fell before his face before the ark of Yahweh until the evening tide or eventide. He and the elders of Israel. And he put dust upon his head. He prayed. He cried out. He did. And Joshua says, alas, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites? That this is his prayer to the Father. To destroy us would be to Yahweh we had been content and dwell on the other side of Jordan. No, that was the place he intended to bring you. He says, O Yahweh, what shall I say when Israel turn their back before their enemies? When they run from their enemy, when they run from the wicked, when they are afraid of the wicked. He said, what shall I say? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it. And look what he says now. They're going to hear of these things that have happened and shall environ or surround us round about. And the first thing they're going to do, they're going to cut off our name. They're going to cut off our name. That's what it said. He says, going to cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? He said, now what are you going to do unto thy great name? Now they're going to cut off our name, the tribes of Israel. Now what about your name? Because we are the witness of your name. We are the ones that witness to the truth of your great name. Not just a name, but your great name. That's what it says. It says your great name. He did not just say a name. And God is not a great name. It is just a title. Lord is not a great name. It is just a name of a title. It is just a title. He said, what shall we do about your great name? And what shall happen of your great name? What a profound statement. What a statement. What shall happen to your great name? And he always said unto Joshua, I want to go back to that great name because there's some scriptures I want to read. But I want to just read this verse 10. And he always said unto Joshua, get thee up. Get up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Why are you down there praying anyway? That's what he said. Get up, man. Get up. Get off your knees. Get out of the dust. Why are you down there praying? He said, you know what this people have done? He says in the next verse, Israel have sinned. That's just it. They've sinned. And you, we think that that's going to, we say, well, we'll just pray for them. Even though they say, they get off your face. He means, well, why? Because it's a cursed thing. When a man rejects the commandments of the laws of Yahweh, when he rejects them, when a man hears of the truth, it was one thing about that eunuch, that Ethiopian eunuch, when Philip ran, when he was reading in Isaiah, he did not reject what Philip said. He said, can you baptize me now? For he believed the report. And this is a generation that doesn't believe Yahweh. It says, not so, your name is not great, but scripture says he has a great name. His name is a mighty name. It is a great name. It's a terrible name. It's a fearful name. And the word God is not a name. It's not a fearful name. And it's not a great name. It's Yahweh. And all the man has done to try to hide his name, yet he revealed his name. He's going to make it known in this hour. Why? Because he's going to be honored. He's going to be exalted again. Even Messiah himself said, I'm going to submit unto the Father. When everything is finished, I myself will submit even unto the Father. That's what scripture says. He said, Israel have sinned. Get up off your face. When a brother sinned and has no repentance in his heart, you will know when there is repentance. You don't pray for him. You don't pray. When a sister sins and she knows she has sinned and she cannot repent of that, you don't pray for them. And that's the truth, saints. That is not the will of the Father. He said, get off your face, man. Why? Because I told you what to do. He tells us what to do. Cleanse ourselves. Purify our hearts. He tells us what to do. When a man cannot do that, he said, you don't pray for him. He said, that one, turn him over to hell. And that's what you do. Turn them over to hell. Let Satan destroy their wicked flesh. These cowards today. Get off your face. You've seen all the great things I've done for you. You know what is in the house. They've just sinned. You don't want to deal with the sin issue. And men today don't want to deal with the sin issue. They're afraid to deal with the sin issue. They don't want to deal with the sin issue. They want to tell her, you're wicked, man, woman, you are wicked. Your heart is unclean. They don't want to deal with those issues. They want to say, well, let's pray. No, you're wicked, woman. Man, you're wicked. Just tell him he's wicked. Tell him to repent of his wicked ways. Now, we don't want to do that. We don't do like old Joshua, just get down on our face. You always say, get up. Get off your face. Get up. He meant what he said. I'm not going to get on my face for them. I'm not. But because he's given us laws and commands. Man, just obey. If you be willing and obedient to you, you shall eat the good of the land. And because they don't obey, they have no good. There's nothing good come out of them. Everything that comes out of them is an accursed thing. Shake the regeneration. Yeah, he tells us to obey them that he has given authority to minister unto us. Wouldn't it be a mess in Iraq if they told Abazar, the general over there, the prophet, say, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to do this. Wouldn't it be a mess? Wouldn't it be a mess if the colonel said to the general, we're not going to assault on this front? It would be a mess. It would be a mess. And that's what this generation thinks is going to tell Yahweh, I will do what I want to. You're fool. You're fool. I want to start back at verse 9. For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall environ around us and cut off our name. That's what it says. That doesn't mean cut off our authority. That means cut off our name. shame. You can say what you want to. These perverters can say what they want to. It says to cut off mine, our name. Not names, but our name. With the house of Israel, men know of us. He says, from the earth, and what will thou do? And what will thou do unto thy great name? He has a great name. It is not some title. He exemplifies anything that is a title. Now I want you to hold that, but I want to turn to other scriptures. I want to read them. It says in 1 Kings chapter 8. I want to go back to Joshua. 1 Kings chapter 8. I want to begin reading at verse 39 to verse 45. This is the prayer of Solomon unto Yahweh. Look at what he says in 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 39. 1 Kings 8:39. He said, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place and forgive. Who else can forgive but Yahweh? He said, and forgive and do and give to every man according to his ways. Whose heart thou knowest. He knows every man's heart. For thou even thou only knoweth the heart of the children of men. That they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. He said, moreover now, Yahweh, concerning a stranger that is not of the people of Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake. Because that stranger has heard of your name, has heard of the thing that is associated with your name. He said, for they shall hear of thy what? He said, they shall hear of thy great name. He did not say thy great title. He said, they shall hear of thy great name. And of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward his or this house, toward the house of Yahweh. When a stranger hear of this mighty thing that has been done. This magnificent temple, this magnificent house that has been built in the name of the only and true creator, his name is in there. And so when a stranger hears that, and for the sake of that name, he ventures to Jerusalem to pray at the house. Because he knows that your name is great. It's not like Dagon, it's not like Molech and Mokam. It's a name that supersedes all names. For that is a great name. Yahweh's name is a great name. It's a mighty name. It's an excellent name. Even if a stranger is not a part of his fellowship, yet he honors the great name of Yahweh. He said that Yahweh will, look what he says here. I like this. He says in verse 43, hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place. That's the dwelling place of Yahweh. And do according to all that the strangers calleth to thee. He said, whatever he asks you, do it. That all people of the earth may know thy name. He said, that's why you do it, Father, that all the people of the earth may know. Because the stranger doesn't know you. And yet he comes and he prays. And he says, Father, help me. I need you to help me, Yahweh. My situation, I'm broken in spirit. I need your healing power. He said, everything that the stranger asks you to do, you do it. For one reason, that they may know your mighty name. And it may go around the world. It will be as a herald that this Yahweh is the mighty healer, the strength. He has exalted me. You think he brought them, Jericho, for them to walk around that place and to him to destroy it, to curse them? There's one thing about a covetous heart. You can't trust when a man has a covetous heart. He's a deceitful liar. When he covets things for himself, that's a child of darkness, I'm telling you. Look at who he is. That's a dark spirit in that one. When a woman does that, she's a dark, wicked thing. And that's the truth. I will show you. I will go back to Joshua. He said, to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. He said, they will know that this house is called by thy name. That this is the house of Yahweh. It's not the house of some god or the gods. It's the house of Yahweh. He said, if thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto Yahweh toward the city which thou hast chosen, even Jerusalem, he has chosen that city, and toward the house that I have built for thy name. The house was built for the name of the Father. That's the only reason it was built, that he may put his name there. The Queen of Sheba came to see that edifice. She says, man, what's the name of this? You think he built the house and she came and said, what's the name of it? He says, a tabernacle? No, this is the house of Yahweh. What splendid this is. No hammer, no noise, no saw. Mama, everything went right in place. Only Yahweh can do that. Only Yahweh can do that. He said, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication. And he said, maintain their cause, because they know your name, Father. And your name is exalted. It is the name that is honored. And although the stranger has no idea or understanding of this great name, yet because they trusted in that name for your name's sake, and they prayed accordingly as you said pray, yet I want you to answer and meet unto them everything that is needed for that house. You do that, Father. You do what? Because they trust in your name. They trust in that great name. When a man trusts in that name, he will obey the Father. He will keep his commandments, his laws. He will submit and obey. That's what he will do. And once a man began to walk in that anointing and that spirit, then you began to see the fullness of a man. The Spirit of Yahweh dwells in him. You began to see the fullness of the man's power and his anointing. The excellence of Yahweh. Why? Because Yahweh is the head of Messiah, and the Messiah is the head of every man. And so you began to see the excellence of Almighty Yahweh in that man. Sure you will. When a man began to covet, began to walk in an accursed spirit, and he's going to bring a curse on everything that he touches. And there's only one way to eradicate that. I'll read that. Let me see what scripture says. I want to read another scripture in Jeremiah chapter 44. I receive it, Father. I believe you got a great name. Yeshua ain't Lord, and it's not Jesus either. The Father has a name. This wicked world just want to say God. Who do they worship on Easter? This pagan lie. They call God. You got three folks there. You got a Hindu right here. You got a Buddhist here. You got a Catholic here. You got a Muslim here. And you got a pagan Christian there. And they all call on God. Which one is the God? Oh God, oh God. No, I will call on Yahweh. Like Elijah, I will call on Yahweh. I will call on that name, for that is his name. Scripture says in Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 23. Yahweh said, because ye have burned incense, and because ye have sinned against Yahweh, and have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh, look at this now, nor walk in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies. Therefore this evil is happened unto you as at this day. Moreover, Jeremiah said unto all the people and to all the women, hear the word of Yahweh, all Yehuda, and that are in the land of Egypt. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the father of Israel, saying, ye and your wives have both spoken with your mouths and filled with your hand, saying, we will surely perform our vows that we have vowed to burn incense unto the queen of heaven, their pagan Easter. That's what this is, his saints. Tammuz, Astarte. That's what they did. They burned their incense to the queen of heaven. That's the true saints. When men began to walk in these pagan religions, Yahweh is not with them. That's why his name is not in their mouths. That's the true sage. He said, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, ye shall surely accomplish your vow, and you shall surely perform them. What they said, now we're going to do what we said. We're going to keep our Easters and our Christmas. We're going to keep our pagan days. Now, I don't see what is wrong with that. We're going to keep our traditions because I've been brought up that way. Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say to the Father. Look what he says in verse 26. Therefore, hear ye the word of Yahweh, all Yehuda that dwelleth in the land of Egypt. He said, behold, I swear, though I make a statement that is emphatic. By what? So he got to have a name that he said, my name is Yahweh. And I tell you by my great name, I swear to you, saith Yahweh, that my name, that means his authority, as these corruptors say, that means God, he said, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Yehuda and the land of Egypt, saying, the sovereign Yahweh liveth. He said, my name will not even come out of their mouths anymore. Because of the pagan tradition and the pagan way. And that's why these wicked folks are there. They're pagan. Their traditions are pagan. They offer up their sacrifices to the queens of heavens. That's why Yahweh said, because they have sinned, they have gone estranged from the laws of Yahweh. He said he had given them up to the hosts of the heavens to worship the hosts of heavens. And that's what they're doing today. I was reading an article on Easter, this little congregation, just a whole house. It's called the Church of God. And they believe in picking up rattlesnakes and shaking them and dancing. Well, the old preacher there, he picked up one and the rattlesnake bit him on the finger. It's a foolish thing. You don't tip Yahweh that way. And so the old preacher died the next day. The old sheriff of the little town says nothing we can do. He got the right to do that, to believe that. That's the folly, that's the mockery. That is not the spirit. Yahweh's not even in that foolishness. First of all, it was pagan. For them to be there celebrating some pagan thing, his name is not even in their mouths. He said, because they offer up their sacrifices to the queens of heaven. He said, my name shall not be in their mouths. And that's why folks said they can't say the name Yahweh. He can't say it because of their pagan ways. That's the truth. He has a great name. He has a great name. They say, men, they're great men. Alexander the Great. They call him so great, they name him Alexander the Great. There are men that have great names. Their names stand through time. Mozart. Come on. Adolf Hitler. I don't care if it's 1,000 years from today, that name will always be remembered. It will stand against time. Come on. Those names stand. Michelangelo, those names stand against time. And yet we say that Yahweh has this God, he has a great name. Well, what is the word God is a great name? Lies. Can't be. Hallelujah. That's not his name. He has a great name. He says, warned by my great name. And that is my name. He said, my name shall not even be named in the mouth of all Yehuda. And Israel today will not name his name. They won't even say it. Because of their wickedness and their sins, they can't even say it. They can't even mention his name. So they come up with this perverted version, Yeshua, because they don't want to say Yahweh. That's why they use that. Yeshua. It's not Yeshua, it's Yahweh. Let's just name Yahweh. The self-existent one. The mighty one. Yahweh. YHWH. That's his name. He says in verse 27, behold, I will watch over them for evil. I'm going to watch over them to do them evil and not for good. And all the men of Yehuda that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by famine until there be an end of them. And that's what scripture says. He said, I'm going to bring an end to them because of their wickedness, their sins, their corruption. And my great name shall not be named amongst them. Why? Because they're in Egypt. And this world today is in Egypt. Egypt represents this place of flesh and fleshly lust, fleshly covetousness. He said, that's why they don't know my name, because they're in the Egypt. That's why this religious world today is in the Egypt. They love the world and the things of the world. They love it. They love the lust of their eyes, the pride of life, the lust of their flesh. They love those things. These things are not of Yahweh. They are the world, and they pass away. They love those things. They're in their Egypt. They're in their spiritual Egypt. And that's what the spiritual Egypt tell them. You can have what you want. God wants to bless you. He wants to give you a house. He wants to give you a car. He wants to give your children the finest education. Is that so? What about the brother in Africa that prays and truly cries out unto Yahweh? Is that his hope? His hope is to see the King. To see his mighty face. Just for a piece of bread today. And yet he is enduring a greater fulfillment of scripture that the world will say, well, God wants you to have this. He wants you to have riches and land and cows and horses. For what? No, he said just having food and raiment. There would you just be content. You don't need nothing else with that. You don't need no houses or land. Look at Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 22. I'm going to get back to Joshua. That's the main focus tonight. I want to finish reading that. But I do want to touch on his great name because he has a great name. He has a great name. His name transcends history because he makes history. It is his story. And it's all about him. It's not about you or me or any man. It's about him. It says in Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 22. 36 verse 22. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the sovereign Yahweh. He's not on any government or any rule. He is the one that rules. He said, I do this for your sake, O house of Israel. He said, I do not do this for your sake. You hear this? That's what he says in verse 22, doesn't it? He said, I will not do this for your sake, O house of Israel. He said, but for my holy name's sake. That's the only reason I'm doing it, for my name's sake. For my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned amongst the heathen, whether ye have went. You have made my name to be vain, what he says. You have profaned my name amongst the heathen. He said, what I'm going to do is not for you, but for my name's sake. I'm going to salvage my name. I'm going to save it. And he's going to salvage his name. Whether any man wants to declare it, he's going to salvage his name. If the rocks have to cry, they're going to cry his name. But he is going to salvage his name. They have made a mockery of the name of Yahweh. Man, they curse it today. Now start to say, he got a name. It ain't Lord, it ain't Jesus either. Look what he says in verse 23. He said, I will sanctify my what? He said, a great name. He said, I will sanctify, make it pure, my great name. Now that's what it says. How do we reject that? He said, I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned amongst the heathens, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, the sovereign Yahweh. Why? When I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. You're going to cry. You're going to call on that name. For when I began to pour the fire vengeance on you, you're going to call on that name. He said, I'm going to sanctify my great name. An excellent name. A mighty name. Look up that word great. It's a name of magnitude. A name of great power. When a man hears that, when a man hears the President of the United States, I don't care what country they're in, they know the President of the United States. Now, the President of the United States may not know them, but they know the President of the United States. And his name carries weight, doesn't it? His title is the President, so it carries weight. He is the President, but his name is George Bush. And that makes a profound statement when you say, President George Bush. Mr. President George Bush. That's how they even address him. And you always say, my name is going to be sanctified. I don't care who his haters are or detractors are. They will always say, Mr. President. President George Bush. They will, I don't care if he's a Democrat, a liberal, a Republican, whomever it is, they will always honor the President. Because they know that that name is a great name. It goes down in history. His name is written eternally in the history of America. As long as America stands, we will know that George W. Bush was 44. We will know that. He is the President of the United States. And I said, and you always say, my name is great, and I'm going to sanctify my great name. Scripture says, I'm going to read this quickly. It says in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 6. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 6. For as much, as there is none like unto thee, O Yahweh. There's none like unto you. Jeremiah 10:6. All these other gods, these lords, they're not like him. For as much as there's none like unto thee, O Yahweh. He said, thou art great. Is he great? Oh, I believe he's great. And he said, thy name is what? Great. In might. See, just his name is great in might. He said, you're great. How can one be great and their name not be great? He said, you're great and your name is great too. Not only you're great, Yahweh, but your name is great. And this world rejects that saint. He has a name. And the Son came in that identical name. He did not come in some name, Jesus. He did not come in Lord, Jesus. He came in the Father's name. For that is the great name. That's why men rejected. That's why those y'all them, they were angry with him, because he came in that great name of Yahweh. He had taken his name out of their mouths because of their wickedness and their transgressions. They loved Egypt and they loved their Egypt, and that's what this world loves today. I watch them ride past you. Look at that sign out there. They'll ride past, and many of them try to pronounce it. They don't even understand what it means. Of course, the first thing they say in a cult. That's all right. Good. The other cursed things. That's the truth. David says in Psalms 99 and verse 3. Psalms 99:3. He says, let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. Does it say that in Psalms 99:3? He said, let them praise. See, when a man doesn't praise that great name, he said, for let them praise that great, thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. It's a great name, and it's a fearful name too. It is. For his name is holy. That's what it says, Psalms 99:3. He says in Psalm 76, verse 1. It's the last one. I want to go back to Joshua. He says here in Yehuda, in Judah, Psalm 76, verse 1. Yehuda, Yahweh is known. Does it say that in that text you're reading? Does it say it just like that? His name is what? Great where? In Israel. His name is great. His name is great, saints. Is that something that Israel has never lost the title of that place? It is still Israel today. And yet the name of the Father has lost his name. He has a great name. See, when a man loses the perspective of his name, that's why we got this pagan stuff they call Christianity. It is the most wickedest form of religion on the face of the earth. It is, saints. There's nothing like it. This is a wicked mess. It is filled with all kind of pagan symbols and idioms and all kind of pagan traditions. It is a trashful, wicked, wicked mess. It is so confused, there's no agreement amongst any. No whatsoever. Even in their own. The Anglican said, some say you ordain a homo faggot, some say you don't. You got those that are the African American, Episcopal, Methodist say, you ordain a faggot and a woman, and some say, you tell me that ain't a twisted man, you tell me that ain't a corrupt spirit, you got all these little whorehouses darting about, on every little corner, you got Jezebel women, that call themselves preacher, they are corrupt. And these lying charlatan men, they make their wives assistant pastors, and they both pastor. That is a wicked abomination. Nowhere in scripture should it be. That's a lie. Anyone sitting in that mess, they're going to hell. I'm flat out telling you. That's an abomination. It's an abomination before Yahweh. It's a wicked, it's an accursed thing. They make the word of Yahweh a lie. He doesn't attend for a woman. She's not something to teach or to preach. She just be quiet. And anyone says that's right, they're flat out lying, they're going to hell. Anyone that agree with that, they're wicked, they're an accursed thing, and that's just it. They make Yahweh a lie. And he is not a lie. No woman has the power to preach, to usurp any authority over any man. Ooh, if that's not a wicked thing. That's one of the most foulest things on the face of the earth. And look at all these preachers, all of them, they're wise, they're assistant. They're wise. That's an abomination before Yahweh. That's a wicked thing. An accursed thing. Same spirit of Adonai and Sapphira. They've all gone to hell. That's the same spirit, saint. Oh yes. Well, God said that I'm called to be a preacher. Well, I believe your God did call you. But not Yahweh. Not Yahweh. No, he didn't do that. What a sinful thing. I want to go back to Joshua chapter 7. There's one thing that old Solomon said. He said, for they shall hear of thy great name. Do you hear that? He said, for they shall hear of thy great name. They shall hear. When a man hear, You don't hear of the Lord, you're going to hear of his great name. That's what it says. He said, now what should they do your great name? Verse 10. And Yahweh said unto Joshua, get thee up. Wherefore liest thou upon thy face? He said, Israel has sinned. And they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. They've just gone a different way than I told them not to go. And they have sinned. For they have even taken the accursed thing. You notice that that's not things, is it? It says an accursed thing. Do you all know what that accursed thing is? I know what it is, but you don't think these little small things matter. He said they have taken the accursed thing and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. They made it part of their own stuff. Well, mama's nice, so I can make a part of this. Well, that's my daddy. It's all right. They can still do their little thing, and still it's all right. He said, they are cursed. They've taken out a cursed thing, and they're trying to make it unleavened, and it's leavened. He said, what a wickedness. They go forth in their wickedness, their sins today, saints. The minds are so corrupt, you cannot make that a part of the true identity of Almighty Yahweh. And that's just the truth, saints. He says in verse 12, therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies. Now that's why they couldn't stand, because they were cursed. And that's why we can't allow that accursed thing. You can't allow that in the house, saints. You can't stand before your enemies. And any man had the heart of Yahweh, he will want to do what is righteous. Not with some weak, effeminate spirit. I want to do what's right. That's the power of a man. The power of any man that he can submit. He was, Yahshua was a son of man, wasn't he? He submitted to the laws of Yahweh. That's his anointing, his strength. That's his character, his power. You see a boy, he likes to do things his way. You watch your little children in the morning. Watch the little ones. They would beat on the table. Mama would say, stop, they still beat. Mama would say, sit down, they began to cry. What I want to stare. That's a boy. You speak to your man, sit down. He sits down. But a little boy is that way. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before the enemy, but turned their back before the enemy, because they were accursed. The whole house now. The whole house was accursed. He said, neither will I be with you anymore, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. Now you got to destroy them. That's why Saul said, turn that one over to the devil. That covetous wicked dog. Think only about them. That's a covetous dog. That's a wicked child of hell. I don't care if it's your mama, your granddaddy, your husband, your wife. They're cursed things. Saul said, turn them over to hell. Shatan. Joshua said, you always said you got to kill him. That's what he meant. Kill him. He said, up now. He said, get off your feet. Get up, what he said. Then he told you, sanctify the people. And say to them, sanctify yourself against tomorrow. For thus said Yahweh, the Father of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee. O Israel, just an accursed thing. One little thing now. I want to show you. Thou canst not stand before thy enemy until you take away the accursed thing from amongst you. Now that's what the enemy loves to do, to plant the accursed things. And you must take the accursed things from amongst us, saints. We must. That is just the truth. I don't care if any of y'all don't love me. That's just the truth. We walk in these lying traditional ways that haven't brought about anything. Folks are worse than what they were. He said, in the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to the tribe. Listen now, he said, what did you bring? Now, he was so precise. You bring them according to tribe. And it shall be that the tribe which Yahweh taketh shall come according to the families thereof. You bring the tribe, you break them down into families. And the families which Yahweh shall take shall come by household. Everyone that is in the house, you're going to get down to the individual one. That's what he is saying right here, saints. We're going to start with this tribe of Asher. We're going to start with every household. They're going to break down everyone in the household. The families, all the Ephra clan. Come on. All right, we're going to go through each one of them. All right, James' house, Teresa's house, Jeff's house, David's house. He said, we're going to go through each individual house. He said, we're going to get this thing out. Yeah, we got to go to each individual house. That's what the Feast of Unleavened is about. You get every little bit of leaven out. You go through each house. He said, the household which Yahweh shall take shall come by man. Each person now. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing, he said, the one that has the cursed thing, he shall be burned with fire, he and all he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of Yahweh, and because he has wrought folly in Israel. He said, you burn it. You kill him. Turn him over to Shaitan. Let him cause his flesh to be consumed. Kill him. Yahweh hasn't changed. He means what he says. Now, I want to show you what brought that thing in. I want you around here, not you, specifically you. Because your childish, petty ways. Your covetousness. What you want. No, it's not what you want. I won't let you bring in a cursed spirit here. No, I don't care who you are. He says, so Joshua rose up early in the morning, and he brought Israel by their tribe, and the tribe of Yehuda was taken, and he brought forth the family of Yehuda, and the family of Zohites, and he brought forth the families. He brought forth the families of Zadie was taken, and he brought his households man by man, and he said, Achan, the son of Carmi, and the son of Zadi, and the son of Zerah, and the tribe of Yehuda was taken. Now look, Achan now. He brought him. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, I pray thee. He says, I pray thee. It says there, glory to the Lord of Israel. What he said, I pray thee, give honor to Yahweh. You tell some of these wicked folks to give honor to Yahweh, they have no heart to do it. He said, give honor. He said, first of all, give honor to Yahweh. That's what he said now. He said, give honor. He said, give honor unto Yahweh, the father of Israel. He said, and then make confession unto him. And tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. You tell me your sins. You don't hide your wickedness. You tell it. You confess your faults one unto another. And the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. It brings deliverance. See, only when you confess it, then only can you have effectual prayer. That's why Yahweh said, get off your face. You find that dog and make him confess it. That's what you do. He said, Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against Yahweh, the father of Israel, and thus have I done. He began to tell everything what he done. Most folks won't tell their sins. They won't confess their sins. And it brings in a cursed thing in their hearts. And they die spiritually. They are consumed, they're burned in their own sins and their own wickedness. He said, when I saw, look at this now, when I saw among the spoils, a what? Goodly what? Babylonian garment. He tells us to put on the garments of praise and thanksgiving. You put on your Babylonian garment. You put on your garment of stubbornness, pride. He said, I saw this goodly Babylonian garment. We got to put on the garment of praise and thanksgiving and shout. That's what he says. You put on your fleshly wicked garment. Your Babylonian, your fleshly garment. He said, I saw one Babylonian garment. Now, Yahweh told them, you read the fifth chapter, he told them, you take all the gold and silver. I read that. All that belongs to me. Let me find that quickly. Hallelujah. Look at the fifth chapter. Sixth chapter, verse 24. He said, and they burnt the city with fire. All that was therein. You see that? He said, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron, they put into the treasures of the house of Yahweh. That's what it says. Now he says here, he says, I saw a goodly Babylonian garment. That's what he saw. The garment. I saw my black flesh and my white flesh. I saw my pride. I saw my manly pride. I saw my womanhood. That's what it is. That's all Babylon is. Confusion. He saw a goodly Babylonian garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight. Then I what? I covet them. Now that's where he fell. He said, I covet them. I covet them. Thou shalt not covet. He said, I covet them. That's what he said. I covet them. When a man covet, he has brought a curse into his own heart, his own house. He's brought leaven in. This is what I want. This is what I want. As a covetous spirit. But he covered what other men have. He said, I saw that thing and it looked good. And I coveted it. I wanted it. I wanted the same thing Jeff got, the same shoes. I want to look back like Elder Martin. I want money. He began to covet a wicked thing. Child of hell, I'm not going to pray for. That's the truth. He said, I covered the thing. He said, I actually covered that and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver is under the garment. You also will send messengers. And they ran into the tent, and behold, it was hid in the tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them unto Joshua and unto the children of Israel and laid them out before Yahweh. Not Lord, but before Yahweh. It says, and Joshua and all Israel with him, look at this now, took Achan the son of Zerah and the silver and the garment. Now they didn't forget the garment. And the garment and the wedge of gold and his what? And his sons and his what?
Daughters.
You tell me he took his sons and his daughters? And his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent. And all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. That's what it says. Now hold on right there. I want to read this for you. Second Kephar, 2 Peter 2:14. He took all of his children. 2 Kephar 2:14. I want to read this. This he says, men, he's talking about those that deny the power of Almighty Yahweh, the redemption through the blood of Messiah, and all of that, the commandments of Yahweh. He says here, he said, they having eyes, 2 Kephar 2:14, having eyes full of adultery, that cease not from sin, beguile unstable souls, And heart that have exercised with what? See, when a heart exercises with coverage is practice what? Curse what? Curse children? Curse children? We think that that's Old Testament. No, it's new as well, honey. You just don't know the scripture. When you begin to practice coverage is practice, you will curse your children, your whole house. These fools today, they don't care. That's the kind of heart they exercise. Curse children. Covetous practices. Oh, that's what it brings about. That's why this wicked world today, that's all Satan give them, covetous practices. Oh, I got me a new Mercedes. I'm blessed with a new house. And they're young and I'm cursed on the way to hell. Their minds are blind, full of darkness. There's no light of the power of Yahweh there. You say what you want to. Curse children. They are cursed. They are cursed today. That's the truth. He said he took all his sons, his children, his daughter, and the ox. He took everything the man had. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? Why have you done this? He said, and Yahweh shall trouble thee. Not us now. Yahweh shall trouble thee. Well, I know it says that the Lord shall trouble thee. But he said, Yahweh shall trouble thee. This day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire. After they had stoned them with stones, they raised over him a great heap of stone until this day. You see, until this day, it says, so Yahweh turned from his fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name, now, the name of that place is called Stone. Well, that's always said. The name of that place is called the Valley of Achor. Until this day. Name is still there. And so Yahweh's name has not changed. It's still great. It's still great. And any time Satan began, the Satan began to move you into that covetous practice to covet. And then he's lustful for yourself and greedy for you. Just you. Just all about you and your wicked heart and your wicked ways. Ain't nothing right about you. That's why we need a government and a law and to practice those things. And oh, can he just for that one little goodly Babylonian garment. He stole a few wedges of gold. He said, you take all of that and you burn it. And they burned him too. Sure they did. Well, I don't believe they did that. Well, you think, what is hell then? You think Yahweh, he said, Yahweh is going to do this today. What do you think will happen when they go to hell? The worms are not going to die. They burned them and heaped stones on them. And that's what he's going to do today. That's why many have such heavy burden. They're so heavy and burdened down. The stones of their iniquities and their sins. That's all it is. It's not someone else. Wicked thing is you, your wicked heart. And that's the truth. Get up, preacher. Don't pray for them. And I won't, Father. Get up, Joshua. You get up and get the situation straight. That's what we need to do. That's why your prayer don't mean nothing today. Because you don't get the situation right, the situation straight. So get up off your feet. Get up from there. Quit crying. Get the sin out first. And then when you pray, I hear you. We don't hear not the cry of a sinner, the prayer of a sinner. For a man be a worship of him his prayer will hear. He's not going to hear their wicked prayers. And so he's not hearing these wicked cries. Why? Because they're not truly worshiping him. That's the truth. You don't want that curse taking your house. That spirit, that covet spirit, a covetous spirit, is the wicked thing. You tell me that came, and even Shaul talked about that. It's talked about in Zephar, a covetous spirit. You tell me the New Testament don't talk about covetousness? It doesn't change. The laws of Yahweh, they're spiritual. You just carnal soul unto death. Your carnal way is going to bring you unto the valley of Achor, the death. You're not going to live. His name is great. It's a mighty name. You fear that name. It's a terrible name. Not the name Lord God. The name of Yahweh. Not Jesus. The name of Yahweh. He brought us to the revelation that we may worship the Father. There's only one Yahweh. And that is who you worship. Him. You worship the Father. You worship Yahweh. You always seek as such to worship him. That's what he means. That you call upon him. And what we're blessed that we have an assurance by the hope of Messiah. Because he is the witness. He is the testimony. He is the spirit of prophecy. Messiah is the spirit of prophecy. And what you always said is true. That's why he said the words that speak unto you, the spirit in their life. And everything you said was spiritual. That's why men don't understand it today. May Yahweh bless you, give you peace. Give you strength tonight, saints. You don't want to walk, cleanse yourself. Cleanse the whole lump. A little leaven, the whole lump. A little wickedness make you wicked. That's what it does. Put your mind on the things that are heavenly. Set your affection on things that are above. And all of these things that are earthly and sensual. And don't be covetous. Don't covet. Don't covet another man's strength. What he has, don't covet anything. You don't do that. And that's the truth. When Joshua said, tell me what you've done, he told him. Those folks won't do that today. Well, Pastor Robert says, you know, it's you wicked thing. I watch them all. It's always me. That's all right. I receive the judgment. Because they make me judge my heart. Yes, it does. By mercy and truth. Iniquity is burnt. Correct me, Father, in thy judgment. And not in thy anger. At least you bring me to know. So I don't mind being judged. Why? Because I judge. So whatever measure you meet, our judgment is going to be judged back on you. So I want it to be judged. May Yahweh bless you. May he give you strength. Keep your hearts pure, brothers and sisters. Keep your hearts pure. And everyone that was a partaker of Achan's wickedness, the whole house went to hell, saints. And that's the truth. And that's why these Achans today, they will try to get you on their side. Sure they will. They try to tell you, well, you don't understand. No, it's your sin, man. Your sin, woman. Get your wicked heart right. No, he said, get up. Stop your crying. That's all you do. Get your heart right. That's what folks want to do. They want to cry. They want to instead of getting their wicked hearts right. I'm just wicked, Father. Help me. My heart is not right. My spirit is not right. That's all they need to do. He ain't going to do a thing. You cry all you want to. He said, get up off your feet, Joshua. This don't mean nothing what you're doing. I ain't hear nothing. Get up, you. As a matter of fact, I'm angry. Because you should have got that wicked thing. You should have known who did it. You went to the house and said, who did it? You should have brought the sword and went to the house. That's why you, when they ran from that little group of men, they waxed on you, on the, this man. What do you think you're doing to my name? Sure, that's what he did. And he should have known. We should know. You know what's in your heart. Isn't that somehow you can see everything in someone else's heart? You can't see what's in your heart. You can see the leaven in someone else. You can't see it in your heart. And don't tell me you haven't gotten the beam out of your eye. Because you haven't. When you get the beam out, then you can see how to get the mold out of your brother. Because most of the time your brother's sister has a small thing. It's a thing that is in you. Sure it is. It's in you. It's a small thing. That's what it is. Sure it is. But you don't want to identify what's in you. You don't want to deal with that because that old beam got you so blind you can't even see. You're always blind in this wicked world. Terror is going to come upon this nation. I'm telling you, saints. It's about to fall. Folks don't believe that. No, they don't. And he's going to take the thing that they love more than anything. They love the flesh. They love the televisions and their buying and selling and giving and doing. He's going to take it all away. And that's all right by me. Because I want to be in that place in the wilderness where I can just bless his great name and thank him for everything he's done. I want to be there. I want to be in that dens of hell because the fire is coming, saints. The fire. And so they got their minds wrapped up in nothing but flesh today. Just like old Achan. He couldn't see his wickedness. He did a wrong thing. And he brought trouble upon the whole house. That's why my prayer is, you always kill me. Don't let me bring trouble upon the house. That's my prayer. Hallelujah. And I tell all you brothers and sisters right now, you're not going to tell me what you're going to do here. All right? I don't care who you are. And in the military, we're in the army of the Lord. We're in Yahweh's army. And you got to have drill sergeants. And I'm a drill sergeant. Dress it right. Cover down. 40 inches all around on the drill. Get us in shape for the battle. For the spiritual battle. Dress it right and cover down. 40 inches all around. Yeah. Go left. Go left. Go left. Right. Left. We're marching. Yeah, we're marching in the army. So you need a drill. And you gotta make sure your feet are sharp with the preparation of this message of peace. And so I'm looking at the step, make sure we're marching in cadence. Every foot taking the same step, huh? So I'm a drill. And you're not gonna tell me. You, your mama, your wife, your sons, your daughters, you're not gonna do that. I'm not gonna let you defy the integrity of this place. I hadn't meant to do that. I'm not gonna let you do it. I'm not gonna let you do it. I don't care. Your little childish emotions, you just act like a little boy, a little girl. Make sure there isn't me. Do it. You're not gonna do that here. I'm not gonna let you break the law here. But for righteous, I'm not gonna let you do it. You will go to hell. Not even a handbasket. I turn you over to hell. I'm not gonna let you do that. I'm not gonna let you do it. So what are we gonna do things? We're gonna do it right. Hallelujah. You know about the enemy? You know, Pastor Robert, folks, just listen. If we would just listen, we get all we need to do right. We don't listen. That's why we gotta have ear in this hour to hear saints. I'm not gonna let you do it. I don't care how you feel. You can cry. You can pout all day. It doesn't make any difference at all. Not one bit. You're dealing with a man now. All right? That's it. May Yahweh bless you. May give you peace. Hallelujah. Bless you all. Bless you all with all the labor. Hallelujah. I do. Whatever labor. Thank you, brothers, for doing the fest today. I bless you all. Push them chickens on now. Every little thing. Everything we do it unto Yahweh. You shouldn't want to do anything to say what you're doing. You want to be great amongst the people. Just be a servant. That's how you want to be great. He that is great among you, let him be the servant. What if me washing feet to go cleaning out the shower house? That's how you show your greatness. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to serve nobody. They want to serve their own wicked flesh. That's what. You give a righteous man a cup of water, name of a righteous man, you will surely no wise lose your reward. Even if I'm a man that is righteous, just give me a cup of water in that. You won't lose anything. That's the truth. That's the truth. So everything we do it as unto your way. I don't care if it's baking bread, you're breaking beans. I don't care if it's pulling a few weeds, we still do that unto him. You won't lose your reward. He's a righteous judge and a righteous king. You will in no wise lose your reward. Hallelujah. That's the truth. Bless you, brothers. Get some rest tonight. Let us stand to our feet. You brothers here, we got garden time tomorrow. We're going to roll a little bit. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to that. I like doing that. We're going to get up and plant the corn and beans and everything we can. We're going to get it in tomorrow. May Yahweh bless you. Father, bless your people. Go with them, I pray. Give them peace and rest in the home tonight. We bless you for all things tonight in Yahshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Bless you.